Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And oh boy, it has been a bruising weekend for Australian sport, MG. The Wallabies lost to the Welsh, the men's cricket team lost to South Africa, and the Matildas lost to Chile.
Thank God for our Aussie cricket women's team.
Absolutely.
At the moment, going well in the 2020 championship over in, where they're playing, in the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean.
So young Healy kicked some butt last night, but massive weekend of sport. Some disappointments, I know that, and we're going to talk about it at length on the show. Drew Mitchell coming up, and but wow, how'd you go on the weekend? What'd you get up to?
I sat in front of the TV and sobbed at all the losses we were going through. There is a shining light on the show today, though. MG, Good News Corner is back, and this time it's Victor Radley from the Roosters. He's swapped the beers, and more beers, and he spent a bit of time in Fiji giving back. We'll have the full story with Victor coming up. He'll be joining us just after 6:30. Plus, we have Sydney Kings courtside seats to give away again, MG.
These go off, don't they?
You know how this works, don't you? The pressure's on you when we give these away.
I've got to go into my grey matter.
Yeah.
Which I can't find it sometimes.
You put your trivia cap on, which is a nervous time for whoever's competing for them. Those tickets up for grabs a bit later on in the show. And if you've ever wanted to be a part of the Rush Hour with MG,
yeah,
we've got a very big announcement coming up in 20 minutes or so. But MG, you got a special shout out for the top of the show.
Oh yeah, quite a somber one, but it's one of hope, hopefully. One of the toughest opponents I ever played against, Quinton Pongia. Well, he's now in one of his toughest fights off the field. Quinton is in hospital at the moment, recovering from a lengthy operation to remove a tumour from his bowel. And on behalf of all those who played with, against, and watched you in your career, Quinton Pongia, we're thinking of you, big man.
Absolutely. Well said, MG. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG, we are 10 months out from a Rugby Union World Cup. The Wallabies are going backwards, if we're honest about it.
It's backwards. Man, they're caught in a vortex.
Well, ask former Wallaby Drew Mitchell how we fix this up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Victor the Inflictor Radley, Premiership player
with
the Sydney Roosters. He's our guest on Good News Corner today, MG.
Yeah, he is.
He's got a really interesting story to tell about some time he spent in Fiji. He'll join us in 20 minutes' time. Plus, Sydney Kings courtside seats up for grabs before 7pm. Let's do this.
Trending now.
Checker either way. Win or lose, we'll be talking about Michael Checker on Monday, I think.
That was your good self, MG, on Friday's show.
Yeah, we had to kind of nominate someone who would be in the headlines come Monday, and I thought Michael Checker would be, for the other reasons, but I thought he'd been there saying, OK, well, finally they've got a great win, the Wallabies over Wales, but no, they got done 9-6, and
A team that is our Bunnies, MG. We haven't lost to them in 10 years.
What was number one? What was number one song?
In 2008 was the last time we lost to the Wales. This was the number one song on the charts.
Yeah. Is that a bit of Flo Rida?
Yeah, exactly. Youngster producer Charlie, who's only a young fella, is looking in the studio with this look on his face. Not quite sure what those beats are.
That's how I'm dancing. You like how I dance, Charlie?
Well, I'm glad we're smiling about it, MG, because things on field are not worth smiling about at the moment. Another loss, 9-6.
Oh, wow.
We are going backwards. We're 10 months out from a Rugby World Cup. And we're almost heading into this one like we do soccer ones, hopeful rather than confident.
Yeah, that's not good.
So joining us now on the line, former Wallaby, now part of Fox Sports Rugby Union coverage. He's just run a marathon in New York. Drew Mitchell. Drew, what is going on with the Wallabies at the moment? We just cannot seem to find a win.
Look, it's tough. I get it. I get that we're not getting the results. I think it's like 3 from 13 or something in the last 13 test matches. But the numbers don't read well, but Wales are a good side, right? They're third in the world. We're seventh. So, you know, straight away losing 9-6 to the team, ranked four above you, is not the worst effort. We're beyond the point now of getting rid of Michael Checker. Like, we've now got to just change the mindset and say, he's our coach. He's got his coaching staff. This is the pool of players we've got to pick from. We've just got to start getting behind them. I just think that it's like for anyone to come in now after post this tour, they won't get their hands on any of these Australian players until June of next year. So to have an effect on a World Cup campaign from June to the beginning of it in September, it's impossible to think someone's going to come in and do a better job.
A concern out of the weekend, Drew, would have been that Warren Gatland was quoted after the match saying, from a defensive point of view, it's the most comfortable he's felt playing against Australia. And this is a Welsh team that is in our group for the Rugby Union World Cup next year in Japan.
Yeah.
Surely that is a pretty big concern for Michael Checker and his coaching team from an offensive attacking point of view.
Sure, but like you said, he's in our pool for next year, so he's not going to come out and say how good we were, right? Like, part of that is also like starting to put plant things into you know, the preparations for World Cup and things, and making us maybe sit there and worry about it or whatever. But I don't think, you know, Warren Gatland's going to come out and really praise us knowing that we're playing them in the World Cup next year.
Yeah, he's giving us some ammunition, brother. That's all he's doing. Now, on another note, calling you the Leyland brothers, you and your mates, because not only did you do the New York Marathon, I saw you at a LeBron James basketball game. You were I'm not going to say stalking, but you're getting very close to LeBron. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Yeah, mate, so I went over to New York earlier on this year. I made the commitment to try the New York Marathon, so I went over there and arrived on the Tuesday, got a little bit swept up in the bright lights in New York, I must admit. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was well hydrated, but the type that then dehydrates you the next day.
Yes.
And then I went to the UFC the night before my marathon, so kind of ran off maybe 2 hours sleep, which is not ideal, but look, like I said, I didn't win it, unfortunately, but I think there's about 31,000 people that were a bit quicker than me, but... And then had a couple of days to unwind, so we went to, like you said, the Lakers, sat next to his wife, the Queen.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so she asked for a photo with me. I said, I'll look at if I have to, sure.
Aren't you Drew Mitchell?
Yeah, she was telling me how she'd been out here for Fashion Week. I was like, well, okay, come on, stop, please. No, but it's a really good experience. A lot of good times, but also 42 kilometres of just deep, dark holes that I had to just keep fighting through, which was challenging but fulfilling.
Yeah, well, sounds a bit like the Wallabies team at the moment, and maybe
ironic that
maybe like his good mate Adam Ashley Cooper, maybe at the ripe old age of 34, I'm Andrew Mitchell, maybe just putting his hand up to check, saying, "Look, I can do marathons. Maybe you need me in Japan next year."
Mate, I was at two paces. A slow shuffle and a walk, and that was it.
Come on, you buddy.
Drew Mitchell, a former Wallaby international and now part of Fox Sports Rugby Union coverage. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to speaking to you maybe next week after the Wallabies celebrate a win over Italy.
Perfect. Thanks, boys.
MG, what's the biggest name? Drew there just telling us he had a photo with LeBron James's wife. Who's the biggest celebrity you've had a photo with?
I think mid-game was Kevin Costner in southern France.
That's right.
When he was making Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And... over in Eos in 1992, we saw this big luxurious boat out in the middle of the bay, and they got on a little speedboat and came in, and next minute it was Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
I've just pictured you in Eos.
Eos.
Yeah, in the Greek islands.
They send every crazy person from around the world there, and I was captain coach.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG, we're playing Say What. And don't forget that big announcement on how you can get involved with the Rush Hour with MG coming up very, very shortly.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Your chance to win courtside seats for the Sydney Kings' next home game, MG.
Plus another big announcement as well.
Another big announcement is about 5 minutes away. Those Kings tickets will be up for grabs just before 7 o'clock. Let's do this.
Say what?
What?
Say what? MG, the way this works, whole bunch of sport over the weekend, little bit of audio from it. You've got to tell me who it is and what they are on about. First up.
It had a fair bit on it. It wasn't slowing down, so it's hit me about there.
I've seen this one. He was the catching cop.
Catching copper, correct.
Catching cop in Blunston in Tasmania.
Correct.
Fumbled it.
Yep.
Took a tumble.
Yep.
But hang on to it.
No, he held on to the catch. He did well. That was Officer Frank. Yeah. South Africa wrapped up the one-day international series 2-1 over the Aussies with a 40-run victory.
Du Plessis, how good is he?
Oh, flying. Faf du Plessis and David Miller both scored centuries in that South African win. But Sean Marsh made a nice ton.
Yeah, you got on your Marsh.
And one of the sixes he sent into the crowd was held on to well by Frank the cop. He tore his pants in the process. But in my opinion, MG, and we love seeing crowd catches. Yeah. They're great. And we love seeing people who fully commit, you know, fall over their kids and chairs and the like. It doesn't count for mine. If you're wearing a bulletproof vest, that is unfair.
How do you know he's wearing one?
Because he said. Oh. He said, I took it right here in the video. He copped it in the bulletproof vest.
Okay.
And, mate, I'd stand in front of a ball if I had a bulletproof vest on as well.
Mate, he had the nation watching him. He took a tumble, a little bit of embarrassment there, but they're protecting us. Let him go.
Yeah, fair enough. Crime rate did spike in the 60 seconds while he was taking the catch.
Especially in Tasmania.
All right, next one. Who is this and what is he on about? But I reckon she might score a couple and roll out one of her trademark backflips.
That was you.
Yeah, it was.
That was you saying that Sam Kerr might score a couple of goals on Saturday, but obviously she didn't.
No, that was me on Friday thinking we'd be talking about Sam Kerr for good reasons today. Unfortunately, Matilda suffered a surprise 3-2 loss on Saturday at Penrith Stadium against Chile.
Good crowd, 17,000 there at Penrith. Who were basically watching a game that was 5 goals, and you don't see that often in soccer these days, in football these days. And yesterday, guess what I had to do? And my daughter went with the friends.
Raph went to the game.
Yeah, Raph went to the game, and I had to go to Rebel yesterday and
buy
her number 20 for the Matildas.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Sam Kerr. Even when they lose, she's still getting new fans on board.
She loved it. Raph said it was the best atmosphere because they were right next to the Chileans supporters as well. Mm. So it was the result wasn't there, but they get a chance to atone tomorrow night.
Yeah, that was the first loss on home soil in 4 years for the Matildas.
Is that right?
Yeah, and as you say, they play Chile.
Say what?
They play Chile again on tomorrow night in Newcastle.
How come you're saying Chile now?
Because you've told me that's how it's pronounced.
The other day you're saying Chile.
Because you've told me it's pronounced Chile.
Oh, man.
And so I'm trusting you.
You've changed after you beat me in these debates. Yeah, really have.
They play them tomorrow night up in Newcastle. Important for the Matildas to get a win. We spoke to Alan Stajic, the coach of the team, on Friday night. We're not going to speak to him.
Because we're staying clear until they win again.
We jinxed him. We will talk
Marathon Stadium, yeah?
McDonald Jones Stadium, the Knights' home ground, I believe, is where they're playing.
Used to be Marathon.
Okay. Yeah. You know sponsors, naming rights. All right, we've got one more grab, MG. Who is this and what are they on about?
Hey, they said it's offside, hit Maya, didn't I? Hit it twice, hit me, bobbed up, that's why Dan Foster.
Gary Schofield.
It is not Gary Schofield. It is Charlie Austin, the striker for Southampton in the English Premier League.
He's gone bonkers, hasn't he?
He scored a goal that was denied by VAR against Watford over the weekend. It resulted in his team having to settle for a 1-1 draw with Watford.
Gone about VAR this, VAR that. Help the officials out. Clearly they need help. Clearly, we play in the Premier League, the best league in the world, the most watched league in the world. Give them all the help they need because clearly it cost us 2 points a day. It's a joke.
Yeah, go up road. Oh, I love that accent.
I love how he calls it VAR too. Yeah. The reason I've included this, though, MG, do you remember this song by Blur?
John's got Brewer's crew. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him.
Well, the fantastic thing about the internet, and we know the internet can be a horrible, horrible place at times, but it can also be a brilliant place, because someone has taken that audio of Charlie Austin up and remixed it.
Hey, they said it's offside, hit my idea. Hit it twice, hit me, bobbed up, that's why Dan Foster. The best league in the world, the most watched league in the world. Now give them all the help they need, because clearly it cost us 2 points a day. It's a joke.
Can we put that up on our Instagram page, Charlie? That is really, really good. That's a little bit of a mashup with Charlie Austin and Blur.
Yep, very good. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG, that big announcement about how people can get involved with the show. Maybe have a couple of frothies too.
My shout.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M with MG.
Liam Flanagan here, and Victor Radley is going to join us in 5 minutes, MG. Good News Corner. He's been spending a bit of time in Fiji. He's going to tell us what he's been up to straight after the next song. But MG, big announcement.
We have a lot of competitions on this show all throughout the year, and I would dare say that this one I'm about to announce now is the easiest competition you'll ever win.
Okay.
Because everyone can win. You just got to turn up. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG's Thursday Shout. As we're winding down, Liam, myself and you, this is our second last week on air.
Towards the end of the year.
So next Thursday, the 22nd, we're heading to West HQ, the old Rudy Hill RSL, to hang out at Made by the Hill with you. We know Thursdays get thirsty, so we want to shout you a beer and some food. And for you to come and hang basically with us. We want as many listeners as possible to come to West HQ. So if you're in the area, or even if you're not, you want to hang out, we'll be there from 5. So come and say g'day.
So next Thursday,
5 p.m. at West HQ.
We're going to be
AKA the old Rudy Hill RSL.
Come along, have a beer. And as you say, easiest competition in the world.
Just turn up. Come and say good day. We have, you know, a couple of beers and a few nibbles.
Well, this man who's going to join us next is pretty excited about it, Victor Radley.
Hey, beers, and more beers. I can't wait.
Okay, Victor, you can come, mate. You're there.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, it is Movember, and as I stare at you across the desk, your moustache is...
Is it called hirsute?
Hirsute, yeah. Yes. You are hirsute.
Close.
You are very hirsute.
What's hirsute mean? Does that mean like hair?
Hairy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're hirsute on your face, your head not so much.
No, that's clean shaven.
Yeah, but it looks good. Your moustache is coming along well.
You know what, ditto.
Yeah, I got a haircut today on my head, which makes my hair, my moustache stand out more.
Have you put some colour in your mo?
No, but I plan on doing so.
It looks very dark. It looks darker today.
Well, let's just say my wife's mascara might have copped a... battering this morning. It is Movember, and you and I are growing moustaches along with men all throughout Australia because we want to stop men dying too young this Movember.
That's right.
If you haven't already done so, head to Movember.com. Donate to a friend who might be doing it. Donate to MG or I. All the details are at Movember.com. The links to our pages are on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M. This is a fantastic movement all about men's health, and MG, we want to stop men dying too young this Movember, so...
Very, very well said, my friend.
Not too late for people to get involved. MG, last time we spoke to this bloke, it was the Tuesday after the grand final, and this was the state that he was in.
Mate, it's suicide. I'm sitting here just looking at my ring right now as we're talking, so it's bloody hectic.
So,
yeah, lesser voice, but in very high spirits, about to go to their presentation night, I believe.
He was in great form. So it is a pleasure that we get to bring him in today on this.
Everyone,
it's good news.
It's the Triple M Rush Hour's Good News Corner.
The good news keeps on coming.
Victor Radley from the Sydney Roosters. Where do we find you in the world at the moment, Victor?
I'm over at Queenstown today. Come back to show back tomorrow, and then back to training on Wednesday. So all the good times are going to be over soon.
Well, you've just completed a week-long trip to Fiji as part of the Transformers, a passionate project of the Players Association, and basically the brainchild behind General Manager of Flint Newton. Tell us all about it, Victor.
So it's just like a volunteers trip. Just tried to help out with this little bit of helping out, you know, a bit of painting, a bit of building work in the preschool. But I've definitely got a lot more out of it than that gave. So I loved everything of it.
And as MG said, this has come about through former Knights forward Clint Newton looking to make a positive impact on the local community over there in Fiji. You were joined by the likes of Jason Bakuya, David Nofaluma, Sam Bremner was over there as well. So what was your day-to-day like spending time with the locals over there?
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. So I think there's about, probably would have been a couple of hundred kids at the school. And the smiles on their faces every day, doesn't matter what we're doing with them, whether they were helping us dig out rocks, which were about six-year-old kids helping us dig these rocks out for this new concrete slab, and then we're playing football with them, which they just would do non-stop I'm knackered anyway. Hey, they'll go all day. But, so we just went to a preschool, I think, for the day. It really opened me up to how little some people have and just how much they have in terms of happiness and how happy the kids are over there with pretty much next to nothing, which they own. So I just loved every bit of it and so happy that Clint got us involved.
Well, New Guinea's the only nation in the world where rugby league is the national sport, but Fiji isn't far behind it. And to see you boys and girls over there, that made their life. It would have. The ironically, Victor, there were two mottos for the trip. One was... experience everything, and the other one was we will make this work because the program is only strong as the people. And I suppose those two mottos you could give to the Roosters this year as well.
Yeah, that's it. Like, from the day one, Nudo didn't really know what we were stepping into, didn't really know what we're going to be doing. So everyone just said, no matter what happens, no matter what gets thrown at us, we're going to just give everything a crack and we'll make it work somehow. So I think Nudo mentioned a couple of times it went 10 times better than he could have imagined. So I learned so much about myself, about just what other cultures like the planet over there. It's just so different to, you know, growing up in the eastern suburbs. So, yeah, there's a whole big world out there, and, yeah, I think we're just one little small part of it. There's a lot more to go and explore.
Oh, well, it's a fantastic thing that Clint Newton has developed, and you can hear the impact it's had on yourself. And, you know, at 20 years of age, having just won a premiership, you could be excused for, you know, getting a little bit ahead of yourself and maybe thinking that you were the centre of the universe. But it's fantastic to see that you've gone on this adventure with the other players that you have.
And, it's fantastic.
And no doubt it leaves you in great stead heading into pre-season with the Roosters. You haven't clocked back on in terms of the hard yards yet?
Besides playing touch for 7 days over in Fiji, I haven't really done much else. So, yeah, I'll be struggling on Wednesday, but I'll be right.
It's a long year, mate. Take your time. You've got youth on your side. And, again, you always make your welcome to the Rush Hour, and we appreciate you for it. And here's to a fantastic 2019 for Victor Adley.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me in again. I love it on here.
Anytime, brother.
Victor Adley from the Sydney Roosters there. Fantastic initiative from Clint Newton called Transformers. And it's great to see these players who could just be going and getting on the drink and enjoying their off-seasons trying to give back where they can, MG.
Yeah, the trip has been documented, Liam, on the program's official Instagram, which is at Transformers Program. And well done to, as you mentioned, Victor and Jason Bakuya and Junior Totola, Nofaloma, Sam Bremner, and Corbin McGregor.
Everyone who got involved with that, outstanding. MG.
Yes, mate.
Now is the time. 133353. If you want to win Sydney Kings courtside seats, if you want to put the faith in the mind of Mark Geyer.
Or yourself. You can use your own answer. I'm phone a friend. I can help them out. Yeah. If they want.
You guys will hold hands throughout it. 133353. If you want to win those Sydney
Kings. We can do this.
Up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
And Slash and Miles Kennedy. Good song, huh? Nothing better than listening to some good music while you're working.
You know what the only thing that is better? Is the form of the Sydney Kings at the moment, MG.
Going well, aren't they?
They are flying. They finally broke the hoodoo against the Adelaide 36ers over the weekend.
They did.
Bradley Newley, my mate, had an absolute standout game against his former club.
That's right.
That's where he grew up. They currently sit third on the table, still behind the Perth Wildcats and Melbourne United, but they're in good nick. They're travelling well. So it is exciting that we get to give away some courtside seats.
I love this.
So we welcome in Glenn from Parramatta. Glenn, big basketball fan?
I love the game, mate, but let's see how we go, hey?
Come on, Glenny. Be positive,
Come on,
mate.
MG. Help me out, mate.
I'm with you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, champ. It's time to do this.
The Triple M Rush Hour Sydney Kings Shot Clock.
Okay, Glenn. So the way this works, I'm going to give you a question. You and MG have got the duration of a shot clock to come up with the answer. You can discuss it. You can work together. If you think you know the answer, you can tell MG to pipe down.
Yep.
Or vice versa, MG.
Yeah, courtside seats, bud. Don't forget that.
Courtside seats up for grabs. Sydney Kings taking on the New Zealand Breakers this Sunday, Qdos Bank Arena, 2:45. Don't miss the Sydney Kings for their home game this weekend. Tickets are available at Ticket Tech, but Glenn, yours are available here. Okay, your time will start at the end of the question. In the recently released Financial Review's Australians Rich Under 40 list, what number did Andrew Bogut come in at?
Oh, MG, any idea? I haven't read that article.
Oh.
Hey, get off your phone.
I don't know. Let's say he'd be in the top 10.
He'd have to be, mate. No. Pick a number. I'm going with you.
What number? In the top what?
It was 100 people.
He'd be in the top 50. I don't know. That's too hard.
What are you going with, Glenn?
Why can't you give us three, like, the pick from?
Because that's not how it works.
We've got 101.
You got 101 chance. Oh, that's one in 100 chance.
Glenn, that's ridiculous,
well,
mate.
Have a guess, gents.
I'll say 68.
I'll go 52. No idea.
You're both wrong. Unfortunately,
never mind.
Glenn, I apologise, but Andrew Bogut came in at number 30 on the rich list.
No, we're that close, weren't we?
But bad news for Glenn, but good news for everyone else, because it means we'll give away the tickets tomorrow, or try to, MJ.
Can we give Glenn a consolation prize?
we can. I don't think we're allowed to give away T-shirts anymore. You gave away too many.
You can have a shirt, Glenn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry, Daddy.
Sorry, Glenn. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. He can listen to the MEG. It's up next.
Oh.
Your performance of the weekend. Doesn't feel good not giving away, does it?
No.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. MG, if for people who didn't win a spot on the team, we are doing Tough Mudder this weekend. Mudder.
Sunday, yes. I don't know what to expect. I'm a little bit worried.
You and I have not done these before. It's out at Glenworth Valley.
You're a lot fitter than me, young fella.
Yeah, but you work out pretty hard. In fact, you've been going pretty hard.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm expecting you to lift me over anything that's that's above 3 foot
tall.
I've
been looking at a couple of obstacles online, and there's a couple that I'm not sure I want to do, like head underwater type things and claustrophobic things. But it's not too late to register if you want to still...
get out there and get involved. Yeah. Our team's full up. But, yeah, looking at some of these...
Just before we go any further, we still haven't got a name for our team.
Don't we?
No. So if you have any ideas...
At Rush Hour Triple M.
Please.
Hit us up on our socials. We need a team name. Be clever. Yep. Don't be dirty, but be clever.
Be clever.
I've got to be honest, looking at the list of obstacles, MG, the Arctic Enema is not one I'm looking forward to.
No.
It's basically...
I am.
I'm also not excited about the prospect of electroshock therapy.
Oh, I've seen that.
You might come out normal, actually.
Yeah, I might come out with an IQ of 160. Whoa, give me that shock again!
MG keeps running back and
forth. I was just doing circles of the shock. That was great, guys.
Hey,
I recommend it for anyone.
Before we get to your MEG for performance of the weekend, a couple of little tidbits of rugby league news floating around. Lots of reports that Madge Maguire is set to try and convince Luke Brooks to sign a long-term deal.
I think he will.
You reckon he'll stick around?
I think he will.
And that's the right decision for Luke Brooks?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other, some sad news, Jordan Rapana of the Raiders.
Oh, out for 6 months, yeah. He's going to need a shoulder reconstruction, so that's not good news for the Raiders because he is one of their superstars.
Absolutely. Was there any other rugby league bits and pieces
injured? A little bit on the North Sydney Bears. They just won't go away, the Bears. They keep fighting the good fight. There's will, there's hope.
Yeah, that report was projecting they might join in 2024, I think.
With a promotion relegation type of competition. But
a lot of water
keep fighting the good fight, North Sydney Bears.
Mm.
Keep fighting the good fight.
All right, let's do this. Time for the MEG, your performance of the weekend, MG. And it weren't a lot of great performances.
No, it was hard to get one, to be honest. So I've gone overseas to the EPL, where a first has happened in 130 years of their existence. Three teams, Liverpool, Chelsea and Man City, well, they're on top with it, and they're undefeated.
After all three teams?
After 12 rounds.
Wow.
It's never been done before. So, bravo to them three teams.
Bernardo Silva. Ilkay Gundogan settles it. Surely now the city is blue again.
Yeah, that's a goal from the Manchester derby that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, that's when I wrote about that this morning. As you said, it's pretty hard to find something Australian made that was, the girls' cricket again. Give them a little bit of a tick on the... A tick in the box for them, because and a pat in the back, because they're fighting a good fight as well, like North Sydney Bears are. But as far as the other Australian sporting teams, there's not much to write home about.
No, not a lot to get excited about. But Richard in Eaglevale's called through. Richard, you've got a name suggestion for our Tough Mudder team for this Sunday.
I do. The Mudder Pluggers.
Mudder Pluggers, that's it.
Oh, you've settled it. You've given it.
He's the only one who's called, so why not? Richie boy,
the
Mudder
Pluggers.
The Mudder Pluggers.
Is it too late to get that on a T-shirt?
Mudder. Hello, Mudder. Hello, Plugger. Here I am at
Glenworth Valley. we are out of time, MG. Lots still to come on the show. Big week coming up. Jeff Horn, Anthony Mundine, that fight drawing ever closer. I think we'll be speaking to the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we'll be praying for the Australian national teams across all formats.
Yeah, well, and tomorrow night, another big match for the Matildas, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. But he's Liam, and I'm MG, and you stay random, Sydney.